Record.
Yep. Okay.
And
I'm call. Okay.
There you are.
I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. So our first order of business is administrative review approval of 23.0580 BV 6 Fayette Street. So Joe, do you want to speak or is someone here from 6 Fayette?
Yeah, no one is here and I didn't expect there would be. So this is 6 Fayette Street and the windows have already been replaced, but they have been replaced with appropriate 6/6 simulated divided light windows. And Kathy and I had a discussion earlier about how these windows would be viewed compared with our new design guidelines. And I think this is a good example of where we might want to do, I know we do have to do some tidying up of the language for our new design guidelines, but here is what the existing guidelines say. And, these were written in the early 80s, and removable muttons on plate glass on both sides, inside and out, and sandwich muttons are not allowed. But since then, there is an industry standard of simulated divided light windows where the mutton bars, while they're not through divided lights, they don't go through into individual pieces of glass, they are attached to the outside of the window sash and cannot be removed. And that's what it was installed at 36 Fayette Street. And that's what we've been installing ever since I've been, approving ever since I've been here 7 years now. But I think, and I look through our notes, we have in our new guidelines that we hope to adopt through or integral mutton bars. But I think we need to expand that definition of integral mutton bars to be specific. And Tom, maybe, I don't know, you might be able to suggest some language. We don't need to come up with that today, but I did look through our notes and we did want the ability to have through divided lights and the simulated divided lights which are attached to the outside of the window sash.
And yeah, sure, Joe. I mean, a simulated divided light, they're very nice. They're very well done. It's basically, for everyone's benefit, it's two thicknesses of glass. So it's a thermal pane glass. Okay. And as Joe said, there are wood, I think they're wood, applied muntins on the outside. So you get the grid of the muntins on the outside and you get some shadow. And there's also an applied wood grid on the inside. But they're fixed. They don't go anywhere. I think that my experience with them, Joe, I think it's important that the spacer bars be black, be dark. Mm-hmm. The spacer bar is what's actually between the two panes of glass. You have to have a little spacer bar where the muntins are to kind of keeping them apart. And when they first came out, they were silver. So you looked in and you saw this silver sheen. It looked very phony to me. And now they make them in black, so they're in shadow and they go away. So I think that's important to have that in. The other thing, I don't know, can't remember, Joe, remind us, what's the ruling on screens on windows?
Oh, you know what? I don't have that. I think we said half screens. I think that's what we, in our new guidelines.
But are they ones that stay fixed on the outside of the building on the window, or are they ones you when you open your window, you insert the screen and then you take it out when you close the window?
Yeah, I'd have to go back. I don't think we got that specific in the guidelines, the new
because
guidelines.
What comes with most windows now are full screens, the top sash and the bottom. And they don't look good, in my opinion, because you see none of the reflectivity of the glass. Mm-hmm. It looks like kind of a, Darth Vader, Starth House, Starth. Mm-hmm. What am I trying to say? It looks very dark and gloomy. And I think we probably want to do something where
it's the half screen.
Yeah, at a maximum. And in some districts, what do they have in Beacon Hill? We have half screens. We're allowed to do half screens. Yeah. And I don't think we need to be more stringent than that. In some historic districts elsewhere in the country, you can't even do that. You have to open your window and you put in a little kind of a insert. And when you close the window, you take it out. So it's either in or out. It's kind of.
Yeah, they're not very secure. I mean, they.
Not at all. And they're a pain in the neck, and you can't leave a window cracked as you might want to.
So these are permanent, the half screen?
No, and they're not. Well, I shouldn't say that. With a simulated divided light, no, I think you can slide them. I think you can take them in and out.
Yes.
But you could leave them.
Yes, you could. And probably most people would.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Where are you going to put them?
Yeah, down in your cellar if you have one. Mine on my house are, they're. I don't have thermal pane. They're single pane, double sash, and I have a storm sash system over the whole window. So I do change mine in the winter, and then I put them in the summer. But I think with a simulated divided light, I don't know whether, I don't think they're permanent, but they probably, we'd have to.
Yeah, I mean, the ones
I think
that
it's likely they'd stay.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that I've seen, they usually just stay in place.
Yeah.
So they're there all the time. But they, I mean, it's, especially with a dark window, you don't really, like this, you wouldn't really see it.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, depends. I think you'd want the storm frame to match the color
absolutely.
Of the paint.
Yes,
should
absolutely.
Be dark color.
So anyway, staff recommendation is approval.
The reason I brought this up, commissioners, was the word simulated is a really interesting word. And I had not been aware that in the time since the original guidelines were enacted, that there was one option was, plastic grid you put over windows.
Yeah.
And that the far other option was true divided wooden windows, but that now that there's a new industry standard called simulated divided light, which is where it's somewhere in the middle.
It means something different for different people, I think.
Yes.
So that's worth clear. And I don't know. I mean, I know, I don't know, Tom, you may know if they still make those sandwiched ones. Those windows that had the bars kind of sandwiched inside.
Someone probably does.
Yeah.
And they're god awful. They're terrible.
And then the other ones with the removable grills, that made washing the windows a lot easier, but they would break over time or they wouldn't get reinstalled right. Usually they were very narrow and didn't have the profile of what you can get now in these windows.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Tom, for that, analysis
sure.
And of course, Joe, for clarifying that for me. So I guess in that case, I move that we approve this administrative review as stated. Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Okay. Next, I think we quite naturally just want to move right into this. Exactly, Joe.
Yeah, well, this is my next update, which is, we do have movement right now, Counselor. Oh, here comes Steve. Let me let Steve in. Hello, Steve. You should be able to unmute yourself and run your camera.
Boom.
There you are.
Boom. Hello.
We hear you. Hey,
I'm terribly sorry I was late. In the future, if you would call me on my cell phone and remind me if I'm not present.
Sure.
That would be helpful. I was I just spaced out and was doing something else. And then I suddenly said, holy smokes, I forgot.
Steve, we all do it.
We all do it.
We thought the weather distracted you.
Yes.
Something else did. Yeah. So here I am. Sorry about that. I really apologize.
Yeah, no problem. So I had updated Councillor Bach that the Bay Village Neighborhood Association has endorsed our proposed changes to the ordinance that will allow the review of paint colors, entry door lighting, and all work that's visible from a public way. So she is working now, I believe, with, is it Councillor Flynn? Is he the city councillor for Bay Village?
Yes, Flynn is.
They will be working together to move that forward. So that's our next step in the process. But you know, once we get the ordinance updated, then we'll go back to the design guidelines, and you know, it'll be good. Have new members of the neighborhood who haven't seen it yet to take another look, for us to take another look and see how we can improve them. So that's our next step in that process.
Okay.
And then maybe revisiting certain things like the screens or the divided lights or whatever at some point.
Yeah, or anything else that may have come up since I think we've been working on them for 4 or 5 years.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, Joe, are you feeling complete about that discussion?
Yes, unless anyone has any questions. But that was the big hurdle, was getting the endorsement from the Neighborhood Association and conveying that to the city councilors so they're comfortable to move that forward.
Okay, commissioners, any questions?
No.
Okay, so let's move to ratification of the minutes from the 110 meeting hearing. Have people had a chance to review those meeting minutes sent by email? Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any changes?
I reviewed them. I was not at that meeting. So what are our protocols for approving meeting minutes when we're not, haven't been at the meeting?
Some people recuse themselves. It's not really necessary. I mean, you're just, really approving staff's recommendation and staff approval of them. But, some people are more comfortable if they haven't attended a hearing to recuse themselves.
Okay, good question.
I was going to say I moved to accept the minutes.
Nice. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Ann. All right. Joe, I want to return to a question that was raised for me when I was reading the intro material. So suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. What's up with that?
That's a great question. So we have been advised that the online meetings will be extended or made permanent. We haven't received the official word about that, but we did bring this up in some of our internal discussions, because if we were going back in April to in-person hearings, we'd have to start reserving hearing rooms and start advertising where these meetings were going to be held. So we were advised at that time that not to do that, that these hearings will likely be continued, at least, maybe not permanently, but at least extended again.
Got it.
Joe, I would imagine that attendance has been better.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Yes, with commissioner attendance and public public attendance. Yeah. And early on, we were afraid that maybe members of the public wouldn't be able to access these hearings or maybe have trouble with internet, but we haven't found that to be the case, fortunately. And it is, especially Boston Landmarks Commission, Beacon Hill, and Back Bay, where we have quite a few applications, we see so much more public attendance than we did in the past, when people would have to navigate through City Hall and through the metal detector and get there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're hopeful that it's going to be permanent, but I can't promise that. But I have been advised that it's 99% sure it'll be extended.
Well, if you're looking for groundswell support, I'm in favor of that. I don't know about the rest of you, Kathleen, Ruth.
Totally.
It's a lot easier.
So it sounds like the Bay Village Commission is unanimous. You can right. tell the powers that be that, you know, we're all for it.
Yeah.
Great.
When I met with Kathy a little earlier today, I said we do have to celebrate our small victories. So 42 Fayette Street, they have put their wood steps back. They haven't been painted yet, but finally this violation has been cured. So, it changes the character.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I ran into a neighbor when they were working on it who probably does not usually have any interest in stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And she was thrilled to see that was disappearing. She lives a few doors down.
That's good to hear. Sorry. Yeah, I know it was an expensive mistake, but it's happening. And then I'll just, update on commissioner appointments. We're finishing up our interviews. I'll be talking to Steve after this hearing, and I have calls set up with Craig Douglas, Laura Shea, and Kathy Nielsen from the Neighborhood Association. So I'll be talking with them, and then those recommendations will be moving forward to the mayor's office.
Fantastic. All good.
And those are all my updates.
Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments?
No.
Okay, so I move that we adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great.
Thanks, next everyone. Month I will be away. All right, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Well, all right.
We'll excuse
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, indeed. Thanks so much.